Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John. Your host.
Your host.
I'm your host, John Ryan, and Jerry is my co-host.
John is terrific. You see how we... The schedule was changed on us. He didn't drop a note.
I know, real professional.
We are tremendous together.
You're fabulous, right.
And as everybody knows and waits for, and Chris has been online to be the engineer at this show for almost a year, and he keeps fighting for it. Right. And why? He said, John, I don't care about you in the first three segments. I'm being honest. He says, I want to be here to experience the Christina Liu show.
Right. Absolutely. This is the high point.
I was over in the cafeteria, over in the, whatever you call that hall over there. Yeah.
We're now connecting our stations in Seattle, Washington.
Right. They're being run all over the place.
Taking the Christina Liu show.
Good morning, Christina.
Good
How are
morning.
You?
How are you? Flying by today.
I know, and I want to get to one December. Very important question.
Oh, yes.
Who, and Chris can participate in this, who, and actually probably Chris will be the person, who is familiar with The Matrix? I don't know. Mm. Matrix Reloaded. You know The Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
The Matrix Reloaded. Mm. When Neon had to repopulate Zion, how many people did he need? Zion, rather, not Zion.
Okay. Oh.
You know who Neo was?
Yes.
When Neo had to repopulate Zion, how many people did he need? It's also the smallest odd prime number.
Wow. These are really...
One.
No. It's also the number of days to Christina's Liu's birthday.
I know. That's what I'm really trying to calculate right now.
Three, five, or seven.
Yeah.
No. 23. Well, yeah.
23?
23 days.
Okay.
It's 23 days, which is the smallest odd prime number.
I like that. Very interesting.
Okay. And I actually watched those Matrix shows. Yeah. I knew them all. I didn't know what the number was. But besides
there
the
you
point.
Go. Very, I like that. I like the spin on it. That's what I look forward to every Friday, John. I do.
Lots going on around the town.
Yes, absolutely. Right. And today's show, I just want to say, the guests were really, everyone was just wonderful. And I think it was nice because there was a little common thread of helping people. And I thought it was interesting, even with the play troupe, that, you know, the young girl that goes here, she wants to, you know, help people either, whether it's through music or something else. So it was kind of a common thread that was going through today's show, which was nice.
Just giving Christina the compliment, if you're not doing it on purpose... It's just that you're doing this job so well that it comes naturally to put two, you know, there's always a connection when you think about it. It's never like two random things.
I think that's what makes it special.
These flow all the way through for the full 2 hours.
Right. No, and it's nice, you know, as you were saying, you know, in the last segment, it was nice that the first two guests talked after, you know, to kind of coordinate things. So it's all these different connections are being made through Project Independence in You. So it's always a pleasure to do. But, you know, we have been blessed this week, I must say, with some wonderful weather. It's really been so fabulous. I'm so excited. I'm ready to bring out these summer clothes and kind of jumping the gun. But we kicked off this week with the town had a spring fling senior dance at Clinton G. Martin Park. And there was over 100 seniors that were there.
Really?
Supervisor Bosworth was there. It was really just a wonderful day. And it was so fun because you saw everyone's attitude. Was so thrilled that it was spring and the weather was nice, and you could see everybody was just walking around with, you know, extra smiles on their face. So it was really a great day. And there's going to be another spring fling dance on March 18th at Fuchsia Park. So if anyone's interested in attending that, you can give a call to 311 or 869-6311. It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm. There's pizza, there's snacks, coffee, dessert, dancing, games.
And that's all for free.
All for free.
Right.
So you can take somebody to the spring fling, music and lunch, and then go to the concert that night and be a big shot. And didn't cost you anything.
You can tell the person you're bringing that you paid.
I mean, get somebody from out of town. Say, I got a big date for you.
And you can tell a young woman you're going to invite that she can become the prom queen.
There you go.
I
must say that the spring fling, you know, it was really nice at Clinton G. Martin Park because there was the music was great. They played a whole range of different songs.
Right.
I know they'll do that at the one on March 18th as well. So give a call if you're available and want to have a good time. So that's 311 you can give a call to. What I also thought was really adorable is Supervisor Bosworth became an honorary violet by the Girl Scouts of Nassau County this week. And the Violets are a group that's composed of women who serve in government in Nassau County. So they wanted to honor Supervisor Bosworth, which I thought was a cute little thing. And also coming up, in honor of Women's History Month, the town will be honoring 15 women who have made positive contributions to the community. This is the 23rd annual Women's Honor Roll Breakfast. It's at Harbor Links. It takes place on March 16th at 8 a.m. You could check out the whole list of honorees, which I think it's always just a nice little testament. And there's, I said, like, you know, North Hempstead is blessed with so many people who really have contributed amazing things to the community. So it's a nice little testament that the town does to honor them. So.
Jerry, how come there's no men's honor roll?
We're honored every day by having these women around us.
Oh, Jerry is good. Jerry's spring fling dates. Just call 311 if you want to go to the spring fling with Jerry. That was a good one, Jerry. Yeah, and Jerry should win an award just for that. So I'm gonna nominate Jerry for that.
Please, I'll be back.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you doing next Friday?
No. Going to spring fling.
But also coming up this week, the Office of the Attorney General is going to be presenting, in conjunction with the town, Protecting Yourself from Home Improvement Scams, which is definitely, you know, we've been talking about this. It's such a major area of scams. You know, I know especially with the senior population, it's always a very difficult situation when you're looking for a contractor and you're not sure who can you trust or you know, what you should ask. So this seminar will teach you, you know, just about the rights that you have as a homeowner, and you could just learn just the correct questions to ask and different scams that have occurred recently as well. So you can give a call to 311 if you need any more information about that. And that's March 16th at 7 p.m. at the town boardroom in Manhasset.
Okay.
So I definitely and I really, really want to stress people to go. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of great speakers. I mean, the fact that it just shows that the town is really trying to offer things in all areas of concern that residents have, because I know we are constantly asked, you know, about this. Like, how do you trust someone coming into your home?
It's one of the biggest scams, unfortunately. And even they go to seniors, they ring their bell and say, oh, that roof, it's going to be broken. You're going to have your house flooded.
Right.
And I think I said it last week that the DA's office, Nassau County DA's office, the number one complaint is some sort of a household scam.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge on the list. Or you get the guy that does half the work and doesn't come back, but you've given him three quarters of the money and all this stuff.
Because there are big bucks involved. That's the
absolutely
reason.
Absolutely,
there great
is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we always say this. Seniors are afraid then to maybe tell their adult child, because they'll say, "Ma, how stupid are you?" And then, you know, she's afraid she's going to go into a home or something.
No, and I think it's just, you know, it's such a place, you know, regardless of, you know, really what age you are. I mean, we're constantly getting things in the mail. Oh, here, we're doing, you know, this. There's always flyers somewhere saying, you know, we're offering this service. So it's really hard. I mean, there's so many people providing these, you know, contract kind of services. And, you know, it's really, and I really always recommend to look for someone who someone else has used.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You know, because this way at least you're getting a kind of direct, you know, referral on that.
So many things are getting better and better in the world as we move along, and the things are getting worse. 25 years ago, if you called somebody, he did the job, he was legit.
Right.
Even if you paid a few dollars more, you made the deal, but it was finished and he got paid. Today, the shame, you can't pull the name off the supermarket bulletin board because they're setting you up.
But so, yeah, so I definitely think, you know, it's something worth checking out. So that's March 16th, 7 p.m. at Town Hall. There's also going to be a town board meeting. So you could definitely, the last town board meeting was Tuesday. That's what they were saying. If you have any questions or want to know what they discussed, you could always check the resolutions at the website, or you can call 311, which I think is always amazing.
You know, and they do have it, if you want, on the nights that it's going on. You can stream it. I don't know how you stream it, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
but
you can stream
it
on the website. And, you know, we always encourage people to, you know, that if you actually want to go in person, you can go in person and ask the questions right, you know, in the beginning of the which I think, you know, is amazing because it's really important for the supervisor and the town board to have this level of transparency with the residents, which I think is great. And the next town board meeting will be Tuesday, March 22nd at Town Hall at 7:30 p.m. We've been talking about this a couple of times, and I really, really want to stress and get the word out about EAC Meals on Wheels. They are now providing Meals on Wheels to the entire town of North Hempstead. Originally, there was different community-based organizations that were in charge of different places within the town, but now EAC is completely in charge of all of town of North Hempstead. There's no waiting list, which I think is huge. And the eligibility, as you know, you have to be a Nassau County resident, 60 years of age or older, unable to shop or cook due to a medical problem. So it's really a pretty broad thing. You know, most people are homebound, but it can be a temporary kind of situation as well. It's not if you go on Meals on Wheels, you have to be on for life. You know, it could be just something that, you know, something has come up in your life and that.
Rehab,
right.
For
absolutely.
Example, you know.
You know, and then the fact is, you know, they're nutritious meals. Mm. So I think it's really important, you know, if you know someone that might be eligible or you're eligible, you can call 516-539-0150 at extension 219, or you can call 311.
Right. You know, and this is one of those programs you should bring to a neighbor's attention. Mm-hmm. You know the ladies and the gentlemen that are not getting out that often,
right.
And the daughter's coming by, the son, they bring in containers, mm-hmm. which is loving. You say, listen, you ring the bell and say, listen, do you know the organization? Give out the phone number. You know,
yeah.
They want to deliver these meals. This goes in conjunction with what we were talking about earlier with Parker Jewish. This helps out. You know, you have respite people coming in, but there's a meal coming first, and then Jerry can go and visit. It's a wonderful
afternoon. And it really, you know, and I know like a lot of people, you know, are hesitant because they don't want to be judged, you know, but it's something that it's offered in the community, and it's a wonderful, wonderful service. We're actually going to have Carol O'Neill, who runs the program, come on the radio program to kind of talk about the ins and outs. So she'll be on in April discussing it. And, you know, EAC came to the town, so we really want to promote this. So I know that there's going to be a bunch of things coming up, partnerships with the town and in EAC trying to promote this wonderful service. So if you're interested, please call 311, and then we'll put you into contact with them.
Perfect.
Oh, we are briefly running out of time. I just want to.
You know what? Actually, what we're going to do? We'll take a break because we're not going to get through the whole one, so we might as well take our break. You're listening to the Christina Lou Show here
right.
on 88.1 FM,
right.
WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
Right.